I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. This week, we're bringing you a series called Walls We Don't See, stories about the often invisible barriers people face when trying to enter or stay in the United States. Yesterday, we heard the story of a Canadian child, a three-year-old, whose name matches that of someone on the country's no-fly list, and that makes it very hard for his whole family to travel. On that story, we have an update. The Canadian government has passed a bill that includes funding for a new screening system. Officials say it will help make traveling easier for these kids and their parents. The father of the three-year-old in our story yesterday tweeted, "After being on this journey for more than 2 years, I'm filled with gratitude, pride, and hope today." Now to the second story in our series. To get to the U.S. from Central America by land, you cross a border where there is a wall that you can see. But there are invisible barriers, too, and right there at the top of the list is the rising cost of human smuggling. Reporter Ashley Cleek has more.
Just north of Miami, there's a place called the Guatemalan Maya Center. It helps Central Americans adjust to life in the U.S. Tim Gamwell works there and remembers how, in 2015, as more young Central Americans began arriving, the teenagers started telling these stories about human smuggling fees.
So you start talking to one kid, and then they all want to brag about it almost. You know, they just, like, all want to tell you, this is what my story was. This is what I owe. This is what I owe.
One teen said his family paid smugglers $10,000.
These kids who are in high school owe tens of thousands of dollars because they came to be with their mom or their dad.
Today, smuggling rates from Central America to the U.S. range between $7,000 to $10,000, double from a decade ago. The reasons why include a more heavily guarded border, the control of Mexican cartels, and demand is steady. Central Americans are still trying to escape poverty and violence. People who study migration, like Stephanie Leutert at the University of Texas at Austin, also point to Donald Trump.
The Trump effect has been largely portrayed as migrants being afraid of Trump. And I think the way that we should be viewing it is that Trump created uncertainty.
Uncertainty that pumped up prices. But families still find ways to pay, surmount these financial walls, to get their kids to the U.S. Zoom in, though, and things get complicated. When you see the risky choices families make to get to the U.S. and how debt can reconfigure their lives. I met Anna and her daughter Julia at the Guatemalan Maya Center. They asked not to use their real names because they're undocumented.
En el 2005, era madre soltera.
Back in 2005, Anna left Honduras. She was a single mom and said she couldn't earn enough to support her kids.
Tuve, digamos, un familiar que me ayudó a prestarme el dinero.
Anna says a relative in the U.S. lent her money, $4,000, to have a smuggler take her across the U.S. border. She agreed to pay her relative back once she got to the States. In Florida, Anna cleaned houses during the day and offices at night.
Porque me encerré a trabajar encerrada.
She says it took 4 months to pay off her debt, working 12 to 15-hour days. Anna says she felt locked away, sleeping in the living room of a family she cleaned for. After paying off her debt, she started sending money back to her kids in Honduras. 12 years passed. Then, last May, Anna's 16-year-old son was robbed at gunpoint. And her oldest daughter, Julia, was mugged.
La única opción protegerlos era traérmelos para acá, que yo sabía que...
Anna decided her kids would only be safe in the U.S. Leutert at UT Austin says parents like Anna have few choices.
They're stuck in kind of with this list of bad options. And they're trying to find the best and the safest option out of a lot of ones that are pretty awful.
Leutert says some parents believe the more they pay, the more likely their kids will get to the U.S. safely.
Por parte de una prima que había venido para acá y prácticamente ellas me dijeron de que era alguien que conocía.
Anna says she contacted the smuggler who helped her cousin cross. They trusted him. Leutert, the academic, says that while there are smugglers who rob migrants and abandon them, many are from the same towns as the migrants, considered trustworthy.
Another thing that gets lost in all this is that migrants are rational actors. They're going to try to protect themselves. They're going to ask around and to try to find a smuggler who they trust.
But then the smuggler in Honduras told Anna his new price.
$8,000 cada uno. $16,000 por los dos.
$8,000 each. $16,000 for Julia and her brother. Anna would have to pay half before they left, half when they got to the border. Anna had $5,000 saved over the years and borrowed the rest, $11,000, from a loan shark who charged 10% interest.
Fue algo demasiado loco, si se puede decir.
Anna says she knows this all sounds crazy. She still works cleaning houses and can only pay back $400 a month. Her daughter Julia says the debt stresses her out.
Si se siente no poder ayudar por los momentos.
Julia, who's 20, is now cleaning houses with her mom. She wants to study business one day, but first the family has to pay off their debt. That could take years. As for the trip north, Julia says it's changed since her mom made the trek. It was a nightmare, she said. At one point, the siblings were stuffed with other migrants into the back of an 18-wheeler.
Uno mantenía la calma, pero ya mirando cómo pasaba el tiempo y que no llegábamos a estar con gente, niños llorando.
Julia says she tried to stay calm, but as the hours passed, she started to panic. They were in the truck for 4 days.
Fueron 4 días de no saber de ellos.
For 4 days, Anna heard nothing from her kids. Then she learned that they were in a stash house on the border, run by the Gulf cartel. Next, they were sent across the river to the U.S. Julia and her brother were picked up by Border Patrol and detained, but eventually released to their mom. Now, they're applying for asylum. Anna, though, is worried she'll be deported, as the Trump administration wants to target parents who smuggle their kids to the U.S. But she says the risks were worth it. She remembers seeing her daughter after years apart.
Princesa! Decirle que es mi princesa y que la amo mucho y que yo sé que no fue un camino fácil, pero...
When she saw her daughter, Anna screamed, "Princess!" and thanked God she was safe. But Anna still has family back in Honduras, 2 young daughters. Bringing them here, though, means another $16,000 and years more of being in debt. Anna says she'll start saving again as soon as she can. For The World, Ashley Cleek, Lake Worth, Florida.